It's officially DC festival season, and we're super excited about this one coming up on May 18th. Africa on the Avenue is a celebration of the vibrant African immigrant community along Georgia Avenue Northwest. There's going to be interactive art installations, fashion shows, music, food, and local business stands. This one-day festival, organized by District Bridges' Lower Georgia Avenue Main Street program, truly has something for everyone. So I'll see you there on May 18th. Go to districtbridges.org to learn more.
Hey, before we start today's show, we've got a really important announcement. Washington City Paper just announced their Best of DC 2024 ballot, and we want you to vote for us as your favorite podcasters. Voting starts today and runs until June 10th, so write CityCast DC in. We'll put the link in our show notes. Thanks so much. Today on CityCast DC, Jacob Fenston is a longtime environmental reporter in DC, and as of this month, he's also on a mission for CityCast. He's going to visit every single park in the city. It's a collection of 683 places that range from wild expanses of nature to obscure parking lots that you might not even know are owned by the Park Service. Why is he doing this? And what's he looking for? We caught up with Jacob, who joined us by phone while lugging his kayak along the shores of the Potomac in far southeast. Today is Thursday, April 11th. I'm Michael Schaefer, and here's what DC is talking about. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Michael.
Wait, so where are you right now?
Well, I am at a, I guess it's a park, but I'm at the very southern end of DC, kind of right across the Potomac River from Old Town Alexandria.
So you have taken on this monumental task for us of hitting all 683 of DC's parks, which is kind of an amazing number. The city's like 63 square miles.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
Well, to be honest, it's been a little bit of a slow start, partly because of the weather. Every time I feel like I have a free minute to get out and do this, it's like a torrential downpour. So that has slowed me down a little bit. And then also, I decided to start here at these parks at the southern end of the city that are a little hard to get to. So I've been like kayaking, and it's a little slow.
Wait, are you on a kayak right now? I'm looking at you through like a Zoom-like apparatus, and it only gets you from the waist up.
Yeah, I've got my kayak right there. Pulled it up on the debris.
Okay, but you're not on the water.
No, I just pulled out of the water. I'm actually going to go look for one of the boundary stones, which is somewhere in the thicket of invasive plants behind me.
Right, so for people who don't know, the boundary stones are the stones that were originally laid out to mark that diamond-shaped outline of the original District of Columbia.
Yeah, in 1790, when they first set about making the federal the new capital, they went around and put stones in the ground to mark the new boundary. And they're in weird places, including like people's backyards in some cases. This one is between I-295 and the Potomac River. I guess it actually used to be where it originally was, is now water. So they moved it a decade or two ago. But I'm going to go look for it.
All right. So before you get eaten by a bear or whatever exists in that park where you're at, how many of these have you been to so far?
Well, I'm officially at 7, so I've got 676 to go, but who's counting? As I said, it's been a little bit slow. I went out in the rain earlier. It was like, oh, it's just drizzling, and then it turned into like a torrential downpour, and that was fun. But
all right, so what have you learned so far, 683rds of the way through your project?
I mean, one thing is that just, I knew this already, but like there's a lot of different land ownership, and it's sort of complicated just to figure out like what is a park, who owns the park. I haven't found a 100% accurate like map of all the parks or database of all the parks. So I'm going with that 683 number, but I know it's not like actually 100% correct.
I wrote my political column about this a few weeks ago, that there's, you know, the National Park Service controls almost all the open land in DC, but no one can even count the number of them. And these things, we call them parks, but a lot of them, they're like parking lots or like traffic circles or triangles or trees or stuff.
Yeah. One of the parks, parks I went to is actually the, on a National Park Service map, the Congress Heights Metro Station shows up as a park. It's like reservation 500 something, but it's actually just like a parking lot above the metro station and like a bus turnaround thing.
That's a very scenic bus turnaround, though, I'm sure.
There's some nice cherry trees and some lawn and stuff, but I don't know the history there. Apparently, that is National Park Service land. I went to one like little triangle park, which was actually very nice in Ward 8 on Alabama Avenue Southeast. And it had been recently in the past like couple of years, I guess DDOT had rerouted this Alabama Avenue around to, and they combined what was two tiny triangle parks into one larger one. There's now like a few benches and a few trees.
I wasn't very good in geometry, but what shape does that make? If it's a combination of two tiny triangles, is it a square?
It's actually just another triangle in this case, but a bigger triangle. But it's that to me was an example of like, oh, these little triangles can be useful. It has had some nice landscaping, and it was like, you know, really busy corridor of lots of car traffic, not a lot of space for pedestrians. And this created like a little kind of buffer and safe zone, which, you know, people could hang out at it if they're waiting for a bus or whatever. So some of the little bits of land actually can be super useful if they're done right.
Everybody knows that getting that perfect Mother's Day gift is basically impossible, but we promise Mom will love this one. The Capitol Hill Restoration Society House and Garden Tour is back this Mother's Day weekend on May 11th and May 12th. Tour 9 elaborate homes and gardens and 3 historic buildings on Capitol Hill that you can't normally enter. And if you can't make it, check out the Capitol Hill Restoration Society's other events like walking tours and monthly preservation cafes. You can buy tickets for the Mother's Day House and Garden Tour on Eventbrite, and be sure to follow CHRS on Facebook and Instagram at Capitol Hill Restoration DC.
All right, so you're at the bottom of the diamond right now. One of our CityCast listeners wants to know, do you have a plan on how you're going to cross off all the parks? Are you going to move geographically, alphabetically?
Yeah, so I decided to start at the southern end and work my way up. So I'm starting in Ward 8, done a little bit of it by bike, hitting some of the smaller parks in like Congress Heights in that area, and then some of it by kayak, and then I'm going to work my way north. And I think some of the like longer parks I might try to, because a lot of the parks are along, you know, creeks, and so I might try to, you know, go along the entirety of some of those.
Have you seen any wild animals yet?
There's an osprey kind of guarding his nest right behind me in that dead tree right there.
Have you found any dead bodies yet?
No, I saw in the Potomac like what looked like a sink, like literally a kitchen sink or a utility sink, so that was interesting, but no bodies. Lots of trash and tires. I've seen bald eagles, blue herons, lots of cormorants. So I've seen some cool bird life.
So if I was in my neighborhood and I saw some guy carrying audio equipment and perhaps a kayak and walking through local triangles in the middle of back alleys or parking lots or stuff, I might think he was kind of weird. Has anyone said to you, like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. So the other day I was out, I was riding my bike around and it started really pouring. And so there was nobody at these parks. And I went to like Congress Heights Recreation Center, which has a nice little playground. I was the only person there. I felt like kind of a weirdo, like wandering around this park in the rain. So I think it might look a little weird. I'm going to try to not weird out people. But if you see me, you know, come talk to me. I'd love to talk with people along the way and, you know, hear your thoughts about parks.
So another listener is wondering, what about going to the bathroom? Some parks in D.C. have public restrooms, but a lot of them don't. Where are they? Which ones are operational? I know you're only 683rds of the way through.
That is an excellent question. And I thought about that because, you know, sometimes you have to go. I think I'll just have to, like, you know, look for a giant that has a bathroom if there's not. Because that's definitely true that there are not very many parks with bathrooms that work.
I think it would be bad for the CityCast brand if our man was arrested for public urination while on a park strip.
That's true. I think I might be able to get away with it here where I am now because no one else. But
so where are you going next?
So I'm going to look for this boundary stone in this invasive thicket behind me. Hopefully I'll find it. And then I'm going to get back in the kayak. And Oxen Cove is just north of me. And that is like a little inlet where Oxen Run comes out into the Potomac. And there's a little piece of national park land that is between I-295, Oxen Cove, and I guess, like the DC impoundment lot, which is where I guess your car gets taken if it gets towed. I don't know. But I think you can't get to it except, you know, climbing through the impoundment lot or through the freeway. So I'm going to try to get there by kayak. There's another boundary stone there.
It's a little known fact, but Yosemite is also next to an impoundment lot.
You know, some of the best national parks are located next to impoundment lots. But yeah, I'm gonna see if there, I can find the boundary stone in there as well.
I'm curious how many steps you're gonna put on while you're doing this.
Well, I am. I have a spreadsheet where I'm tracking my mileage, and I think so far it's like I've biked like 11 miles and kayaked 15 and gone like 25 metro stops or something. So I have a spreadsheet. I'm adding it up.
Have your plans changed at all since you started, logistically, or are you regretting this?
No, I mean, I think it is a little bit daunting, and I think I'm just realizing I've got to go quickly, and like I can't linger around and think too much about each park. I've just got to like hit them one after the other.
Well, you know, a bunch of our CityCast listeners have said they want to know if they can provide you snacks on your journey to maybe help keep you focused and keep you on the road. One, are you accepting donations? And two, what do you want?
Yeah, definitely. Snacks are welcome. I would love some, like, I'd love some coffee right now if anyone's listening and can get here in the next half hour. But yeah, I welcome snacks. But more importantly, I would sincerely love to meet up with people or just hear. If you don't want to meet up with me, like, send me your thoughts about your local park. I would love all that kind of input.
All right, Jacob, stay dry out there.
I will. Thank you.
And that is all for today here on CityCast DC. If you enjoyed the show, why not go find Jacob in your nearest park and tell him you got his back? We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye.
Yeah, well, when I was out and it was raining, I was, let me let this helicopter go by.